Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Guess what? Sports is back.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
Just as the Buffalo Bills season ends, we bring back high school sports in starting February 1st. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Baby University, Spisano and Sandy. So this just came out of nowhere, according to a bunch of athletic directors. Like, we didn't even see this coming. Just the Governor Cuomo announced that starting February 1st, high school sports considered high risk by the state have been given the go-ahead to resume. Wrestling, basketball, cheerleading, and things like that. Now, your daughters are, well, your one daughter was soccer for a while. She's not, is she done after COVID?
Yeah. COVID, right. So, God, but you know what I've seen a lot, and this was announced, what, on Friday, right? I've seen a lot of debate on Facebook about this. There's two sides of this. Where do you guys stand? 222-2899. And I'm not sure where I am on this. I'm leaning, I think, more towards the side that says, okay, so if we're gonna say okay to high risk sports, which all the details aren't there yet, but why are we doing that before we're doing 5 days a week in school? And then the other camp is, well, these kids need to, you know, participate, and especially the seniors. And I mean, there's a lot of things going on too on the other side of it. Where do you stand on it? 222-2899.
I think it's apples and octopus. Is like, it's two totally different things. If you bring back, sports in high school, what do you got? 20 or 30 kids interacting. That's it. They're not saying anything about fans yet. If you're talking about a school going back to 5 days, you've got, 70,000 working parts plus another 1,000 kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ratio of exposure to other people is totally different. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh, I don't know. And there was one comment I saw on Facebook that was like, wow, the squeaky wheel gets the grease or whatever. So, and this has been something that a lot of sports parents have been fighting for. I don't know.
You don't know?
Just want the kids to go back to school 5 days, but not if it's going to jeopardize the safety of everybody.
A lot of people say sports are critical to youth development, right? It's the whole teamwork, participation.
Yeah, but
social.
Not every kid participates in sports.
Right. And a lot of health leaders are saying that sports did not appear to be a significant source of viral spread, at least on the field. So,
are they going to wear their face masks? See, there's so many unanswered questions here, right? Like, who is going to attend these games? Because now we're indoors, obviously, and it's a small area, an enclosed one-room area. Right.
Yeah, like a gym. Yeah.
Right. how many people are going to be there, really? Are we going to be wearing face masks? Are they playing with face masks on? I didn't see that in the press release that I got from the school.
No.
I think they're waiting for the governor's office to give them more details about that.
Well,
I don't know. I feel like they're going to have to. We're closer to getting the kids into school 5 days a week. After you pull the trigger on this, right? Now a lot of parents are going to be upset. And I think we're going to soon have to move to 5 days.
Do you think this is just one of those, you know, step-by-step things to reintegrate a full time, a full day of school when you bring sports back like this, you know, see how that works, test that out a little bit?
There was something that I heard that more testing will be done. I think it's school by school, but more testing will be done, those rapid tests, more frequently,
mm-hmm.
to ensure that, or, you know, to make it quicker to respond when there is a positive test. I would be in favor of that. I know not everybody agrees, not all of you agree on the whole rapid test, the
mm-hmm.
COVID tests.
Mm-hmm.
And there are situations where your kids just can't handle that. But I would be in favor of that to get them back.
Mm. How'd you chime in on this at 222-BUZZ? Calls coming in. We'll get them just a second here on 98.9 Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. We'll be right back.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
Yep. Found out Friday that high-risk sports are now allowed to resume back in practices and in high school sports. You know, just let them go. Go ahead. Cheerleading, basketball, wrestling, things like that.
And a lot of feedback right now is, I mean, it's split how parents feel about this. You got the parents who have kids who play sports that are like, yes, finally, our voices are heard. Then you got the other side that says, wait a minute, hold up here. We're prioritizing sports before we are getting the kids back to school 5 days.
Yeah.
Which side of this fence are you on?
I'm on the side of go ahead, you know, turn the sports back on, see how it works. It's still too soon to have thousands of kids in one place at the same time.
Wait a minute. If you're a high school sports parent, isn't this more stress on your life now? Because they're going to practice every day. These kids just don't play the games. There's practices involved. So they're going to practice now every day because this says yes to that. And now they're going to have the games. And how the hell are you doing that? Juggling that as a parent.
It says as of February 1st, the updated guidance, state officials saying individual, distance, and or no and low contact group training may begin. Also as games and tournaments could too.
Hmm.
So can you do an individual training?
I don't know how they're doing this. And all the details have not been laid out for us, but 222-2899.
Yeah, what do you think? Hi, Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy. Happy Monday.
Hey, it's Ray. How are you?
For me, and I'm a parent, thankfully my daughter's old enough, she's out of school and everything, but I would be more concerned. I understand children are interactive. I understand children like their sports that are involved in sports, but I can't see subjecting a child to the possibility of death.
Yeah.
They've got a new UK variant that's going around that they said is 30-35% more likely to kill you than the variant that was around the first time.
Yeah, I saw that.
And there's no vaccine yet for these kids. So you're
exactly
saying don't even try yet. It's too premature to even get back to school 5 days or get back to sports.
And that's what I don't understand.
That's what you're saying.
This country runs on sports because we have schools that are not back to 5 days. We don't even have vaccines to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's to say we get all the sports going into school and we don't really start a wildfire of people being sick and or dying?
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much. So Ray's on the side of, too premature.
Okay, gotcha. Let's go to this one. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
You guys just said we just got done with the Bills season. How much more contact sport could there be?
True.
You know, they did it safely. There are safe ways to do it. And they had some COVID positives in there during their season. They handled them accordingly. And as long as they test the kids on a regular basis, why not?
So now how do you feel about the focus? This happened first before the 5 days a week. Do you see, does it bother you in any way? Or do you see it, like Scotty said, apples and oranges?
Apples and octopus.
I do see it like Scott says, because you got much more population in a condensed area within the school building itself. Whereas, they can't let, big crowds into a gymnasium right now to watch.
Right, not yet.
You know, parents only, social distancing, that type of a thing.
So should the athletes be wearing face masks when they play?
Were the professional sports playing, using masks?
Yeah, but I don't,
on the sidelines they were, but
I
on the field they were.
I don't know if you could really say high school is at the same level as the NFL as far as treatment and,
Okay, why not? Why can't they test the same way they did the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Did the soccer players, I feel like I watched a couple games on virtually of the team playing with face masks on.
Oh, really? Soccer?
I
would think that would inhibit their breathing.
I feel like I watched a game, high school's Hilton team played high school with the face mask. I don't know. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, because of course I was half watching.
I don't know either. So I don't know.
So, one of the edicts that came down saying that each school has to develop their own plan and they have to follow the safety protocols, guidelines. And all that stuff.
So you're on the other side of it. So we got one and one. Do you have kids in sports?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm too old for that. No, I've got grandkids coming up to it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
You're never too old. Scott has a 1-year-old.
Yeah, man. You're never too old. Trust me. Thanks.
Thanks. Not Scott's age either.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.